T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But we welcome in the state's healthcare advocate, Victoria Veltri. Victoria, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks. For those of us who are unaware of things like this, what exactly does the healthcare advocate do?
Well, I should start off by saying I've been on the show many times, so thank you for having me on again.
You're welcome.
I am actually not the healthcare advocate anymore. I run an office called the Office of Health Strategy for the state of Connecticut.
Oh, no, all right. We got some bad recon.
Created office. Okay. But nonetheless, lots of work to try to make healthcare more affordable for the residents of the state of Connecticut and the businesses we have here in the state. As you know, healthcare is an everyday issue for everyone who lives and works here. So it's really important that we tackle the issues of high healthcare costs and do something about improving the quality of care that we get in the state of Connecticut.
And the fact is, it's in flux. So the rules that were good like a year ago may be totally different now.
That's right. Healthcare is always changing, and almost on a daily basis, because rules change from the federal government. Yeah. We have state laws that go into effect.
Right.
So you have to adjust on a yearly basis as to what's happening in healthcare.
So with your new job, what do you see as the most important thing in what you do?
Well, I think the most important thing in what we do is highlighting the ongoing issues of increasing healthcare costs to the residents and businesses of the state, and actually tackling that issue head on. We can't really sustain the kinds of increases in healthcare costs we're seeing.
No.
To keep the state healthy, unless we do something about that issue.
Well,
that is priority number one.
Well, Victoria, that's the strange thing. In the wake of the ACA, which was supposed to save us $5,000 or whatever it was a year and stuff like that, you know, the fact is a lot of folks are living with a really high deductible, and, you know, the premiums aren't that much lower anymore. So, I mean, and then you don't know what's covered. It's just, it's a jungle out there. It truly is.
Right. And the thing that the Affordable Care Act did bring was coverage to people who otherwise would not have had it for reasons of pre-existing conditions, et cetera.
Yeah.
But what's happening is the underlying cost of care has increased, and it keeps increasing. And that translates into your in premium and your deductible. And that's why you're seeing deductibles increase.
Oh,
the underlying cost that contributes to your insurance has increased. So you have to really tackle that part of the equation to bring healthcare prices down, or healthcare premiums down, and deductibles down.
Victoria, what came out of the self-sufficiency report that came out last week?
So this self-sufficiency report was step one in a two-step process. Office of Health Strategy, the office I run, along with the Comptroller's Office and a couple of foundations in the state, the Universal Healthcare Foundation of Connecticut and the Connecticut Health Foundation, we felt it was very important to tackle the issue of affordability of healthcare head-on. Lots of times we develop policy, but without an eye towards how it will affect the affordability of healthcare. We thought it was important to create an actual affordability standard for the state of Connecticut for healthcare. So what is actually affordable to a family, depending on their income, where they live, et cetera? So step one in that process was to update a tool that we call the self-sufficiency standard, which is really a tool that measures what it takes to be self-sufficient based on a family type and geography in the state of Connecticut. And what we found was that while it takes a little more income to become self-sufficient than it did the last time we updated the standard, that health care costs actually rose by 77% between 2005 and 2019.
Yikes.
Can you give us the magic? What's the magic number? I mean, as far as, you know, sustainability, self-reliance, whatever.
Well, that's a 77% increase over 14 years. Lots of states have done things to try to intervene in that rate of healthcare cost growth to bring that cost care growth down to a more manageable, what we call trend around, you know, aligned with what other things increase, by. So, for instance, what the consumer price index might
right,
be.
Right, exactly.
For instance. So it depends upon the economy of the state and how we're doing on consumer prices. But generally speaking,
housing.
Some of these states are around 3%, 3.5% rate of growth per year, as opposed to, let's say, 7 or 8% rate of growth.
Okay, people, what all can you do for people? Somebody listening right now, you know, they get in touch with you. What can you do for them, or are you kind of removed from that?
Well, not really removed from that. We do want to hear from consumers when they have issues. The other side of that is we also want to let them know that they can get more involved in these efforts around addressing costs. There's lots of activities going on around the state. We're going out to do some focus groups around this issue. The other thing is we have this tool. I know that I'd love to come back sometime and talk in more detail
sure,
about
the
cost
Absolutely.
Estimator tool that we have, where we're trying to get people to more engaged in healthcare costs. It's really invisible to a lot of people, right? When you you find out what your healthcare costs are, it's usually after you've had your healthcare service.
So
we'd like to be able to tell people ahead of time what do you think it's going to cost you?
Yeah.
How do you compare a cost for an MRI, let's say, from Eastern Connecticut where I live to
maybe a difference. I mean, there may be a difference between hospitals.
Right.
And one thing that nobody does, because there's a third payer in many cases, you don't care. You go to the doc, okay, how much was that? I don't know, my copay was 20. I mean, the fact is you never ask how much this costs, and you can save a lot of money.
Yeah, you can save a ton of money, and there's lots of employers who are doing programs around incentivizing people to go to the lower cost, high quality providers.
Yep.
But we as a state need to do a better job of getting that information out there. So that's top of mind for me, and we've been rolling out this tool, but it isn't fully up with every kind of service on it. But when it is, I'd love to come back and talk about it.
We will do that. It's a date. Victoria Veltri is the executive director of the Office of Health Strategy. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for being on. Okay, then. But that's one thing nobody knows. I mean, how much is, you might know more so than I, but I mean, how much is a, you know, how much is a CAT scan? Does anybody know?
Right.
Well.
Right. No, I mean, and you don't find out till after you get the bill.
And you go, what?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.